do you and I, as people who thrive and love the darkness, accomplish that? How do you and I, who love walking in utter darkness, embrace the light and walk as children of God? Well, in the end, the Apostle Paul would later write a letter to the church at Rome and to us today that says this: do not be conformed to this world, but, another conjunction, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. See, the challenge for us is not to fit into the world in which we live, in a world of darkness, but it's our task as disciples of Christ to be transformed, to walk as children of light, not to camouflage ourselves within the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds and testing the things that are in the world around us. The Apostle Paul goes on to tell the church of the Thessalonians this: test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that's our calling. We are to hold on to what is good, and we are to abstain from that in the world which is evil. But here you go. We need to do what pleases our Lord. In other words, you and I are supposed to be the best, the safest, and most certain way to know what pleases God is to hear His own instruction. So where do you find that? The psalmist says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." It's God's word that reveals to us what is good and true and right. Our text tells us that there are some things that are proper to avoid even today, namely the crass sins that offend God and stain us as Christians. In fact, we're told they're so serious that Paul told the Ephesian Christians, don't even speak of sins done in secret. Right now, you're probably going through the Rolodex of your mind thinking, what are the sins that are done in secret? Well, you'll get to it. Because that is the world in which we live in. We sin so much in secret. We like to live our lives on our own terms. Although there are no sins under heaven today that were not known in the past. We like to think that we're inventors of things, but we're not. There's nothing new under the sun. It seems that sin is becoming more and more tolerated and accepted and even condoned within the world in which we live in. It seems like there's nothing that's out of bounds. We can live exactly how we want to. Society in general, and even within the church in particular, continues to become desensitized toward sinful attitudes and words and behaviors, things that are just plain wrong. Ironically, those sins are threatening, they're damning, and they destroy our relationship not only with one another, but they also destroy our relationship with our Heavenly Father. So, Pastor Bloom, what sins are you talking about? Well, let me tell you what Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount. He said this: but what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defines a person. Out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. St. James goes on to imitate that same thing when he said this: But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. What he's saying is this: that we, in and of ourselves, that's who we are. We long for it, we enjoy it, we relish in sin. But God has called us to live a new life. He's called us to be different than we were before. We're supposed to expose sins done in secret with the light of Christ. That's right, that we are not only supposed to recognize sin, but we are supposed to expose it, identify it, resist it. And the reality is, in the book of Galatians said this, the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, adultery, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, revelries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and other things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. See, the reality is when we live a life unworthy of the calling that we have received, that's exactly what we get. A life that's unworthy, that ultimately received justice. But let me go back to the point I made before. That word but. But you are a child of God. You have been washed in the water of your baptism. You are a new creation. Just what is that Christ light with which we are to expose these deeds of darkness? It's none other than God's word. His word declared to you and me. You know, I often said as we address sins within the world in which we live in, as a church, we need to be motivated by love. Our lack of speaking up against the sin of the world leads to a world that is literally dying in sin. But the reality is, if we truly love people, if we truly love those who are walking in the darkness of sin in the world today, that love for them will be demonstrated in addressing them and calling them to repentance. See, we know how it works because we too are sinful. We fall short of God's law in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds. But yet, when we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, very rarely will a man die for a righteous man, but not for a righteous man, someone may dare to die. But Jesus took upon himself all the times when you seek the darkness. For all those times when you, in that sanctity of your own space with no one around you, sin in your thoughts, your words, and your deeds, Jesus ascended the cross of Calvary, and there he suffered and died, that you may have not only forgiveness, but life and salvation. Today, as a new creation, God has empowered you to step forth out of the darkness. It seems to me like the words of Paul challenge us to do so, but the steps we take into the light are not steps of our own accord, but we are literally led by the light of Christ. Each day arising to a new day as his disciple. In spite of all of our sins, in spite of all of our trespasses, to know that we are forgiven. You know, I have a friend right now who's really struggling, I think, with self-esteem. Because he's lived his whole life with other people telling him just how terrible he is. And I wanted to remind him of the fact that of who he is in Christ as his disciple. A new creation, a child of light. In spite of what the world would say, in spite of what Satan would say, he is a child of God in the same way that you are. Dear friends, as you and I painstakingly make our way through the days ahead, there are days ahead filled with doubts and challenges, there are days filled with darkness, but I don't want you to lose track of the fact that as we make our way to the cross of Calvary, we make our way to that great source of light, which is forgiveness found through faith in Jesus. We make our way towards an empty tomb that does not contain the body of Jesus. It is not filled with empty promises, but it is filled with the promises that because he lives, we also will live. So whether it be death or life or angels or demons, the present, nor anything in all creation, even the coronavirus, we as the body of Christ need not fear because we are in him. And his light shines upon us. May the peace of God, which transcends all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Holy Lord, you have opened the eyes of your church to behold the light of Jesus. Grant that we may always walk in his light and not return to the darkness of sin that blinds us to the truth of his saving gospel. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, it is shameful even to speak of the unfruitful works of darkness we fall into when we sin. We pray that you would send us pastors to expose our sin through the preaching of your law, and who also raise us from the death of sin through the preaching of your sweet gospel. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And merciful Father, through holy baptism, you grant us the forgiveness of sins and the gift of your Holy Spirit, who grants us spiritual sight. Keep us firmly in the faith that you have established in us, that we may always look to Jesus alone for salvation with our eyes fixed upon his cross, where he died for us, trusting in his resurrection for our justification. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And gracious Lord, there are many in our world and community who are in need. We pray for those who are poor. We pray for the homeless, for the hungry among us, for the elderly that face times of great trial. Father, that you would grant to all of them all that they need to support this body and life. I ask you, O Lord, to open the hearts of all who are blessed with more than they need, that they would be generous toward those who are in want. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Blessed Lord, we pray that you would grant healing to all those who suffer from any affliction of body and soul. Remember especially all those in Italy and throughout the world who struggle with the coronavirus and those who are losing their fight against it. Father, shine upon them with your mercy according to your good and gracious will, and continue to remind them.
That'll conclude our worship service for today. This next Sunday, I'll make sure I bring the recorder along so we don't have breaks in the service. But I pray all is going well with you. Obviously, I was recording off of the Facebook Live that we had Sunday. You can view that if you have computer access. You can either view that on...
And, O Lord, preserve
here's the end of it.
From all and every evil. Give healing and strength to those who are sick, protection to those who care for them, and grant us steady minds and calm hearts in the face of fear. You have borne our infirmities in this human flesh and purchased us with your own blood. Father, keep us in this faith and embolden us in love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Today, as we depart this place of worship, I remind you, if you have any needs or concerns that you have, please don't hesitate to call the church office. The church office is still operable. If there's no one there, just leave a message, or you have my number, just call me at home. If I can provide anything for you, I surely will. I'd encourage you all just to follow the mandate of our government for that social distancing and only going out when you need to, as we continue to pray, because we're not afraid. Because our Lord is with us every step of the way. The Lord be with you. Bye-bye.
As I was saying, you can also watch it on Emmanuel Lutheran Church on Facebook. You kind of got to sort through the Emmanuels, where the Emmanuel site has actually a picture of the inside of the church. Or you can friend me on Facebook at Jeffrey, R-E-Y, L, the letter L for Lynn, and then Bloom on Facebook, and you can watch it there as well, because I have many friends that watch it online as well that aren't members of Emmanuel. So there's been people watching literally all across the country and across the world. We have a member right now in Jamaica, and she said she watched it down there and got it very well. We have a member who's either in Cambodia or Vietnam who said the internet access is terrible, and so he wasn't able to watch it, but I'll send him a copy of my sermon. So The Lord be with you all. And you know, don't be afraid, because we have a Savior who has won the victory for us. Remember, in the midst of challenges, it's awesome to see the opportunities God provides for the proclamation of the gospel. Because although coronavirus is surely a deadly virus, and we certainly pray for those that are suffering, through this tragedy, God is just literally open the door to provide the gospel to those who are lost. So, you know, I pray for all you. I pray things are going well for you. I thank you for listening, and I apologize for not getting this up online yesterday. And of course, I apologize for the two-part sermon as well. So, Lord be with you and have an awesome day. Bye-bye.